Today, EP&P Customer Solutions Leadership Team. Welcome to the Ingenuity Lab. This is Dave Fleming. I have a guest joining me today. Francisco Castro is with me. Francisco, how's it going over there today?
Good morning, Dave. It's going awesome. Beautiful Monday here today.
Francisco, what is the temperature right now?
Are you talking about my temperature or the temperature of your base? It's really warm out there.
All right, but you're cool.
But I'm cool. Thank you.
Good. I know it's been
super
hot there and terribly humid here. So we are like definitely into summer. But we're both glad to be with you today. We wanted to just alert you to the June 30th Leader Summit, where we'll all be together just like we were last month to talk about important leadership themes. You're going to hear from one of your colleagues. We're going to talk about the importance of listening. That's going to be the main thrust of the entire time. And there'll be lots of different things we're doing. I know, Francisco, you know, this is a important, not just for leadership in general, but the Gallup survey talks about listening and the idea of my leader hears my opinions and uses them to weave bigger perspectives together. I mean, it's a big deal. And I'm just curious for you, when you think about your career, you think about a leader who really listened well to you. What's one thing they did?
You know, it's a very good conversation or topic that you're mentioning, Dave, listening and active listening. I remember back in the day, I'll date myself if I have a year, but I had a leader that he made you feel like you were the only person in the room. He would listen to you, nod at your comments, ask probing questions. I mean, he was actively listening to you. And so that was one of my great experiences. And I learned a lot, and I keep trying to get better at active listening because it's really about making the other person feel important and that they're being listened. And it's huge in the world of engagement.
Yeah.
That is a big piece of engaging with employees and other people.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What was that last part? No, I'm kidding. I mean, you are so right. You know, as you were talking, Francisco, I was just thinking about times, and I'm sure I've done this too, where someone I've been talking to and they're looking past me to something beyond me that they're more interested in. And it's
right,
like,
exactly.
It's like, okay, we should just stop because clearly, you know, you're somewhere else. So this idea of active listening and really paying attention is a really good one. Francisco and I looked at a video, just a short, brief video. It's actually from a cool place called the School of Life. And it's about a 5.5 minute video on elements of being a good listener. And we've included that in this invitation and in this short email with this particular audio program. Take a look at that before we all get together on June 30th and see if you can bring to the table some of the things you think make for the best listening. And then we'll have some time in groups to talk about this. What's it like when leaders listen well? And we're going to listen to one of your colleagues share a transformation that occurred in her area because of listening and valuing the opinions of others. And we'll debrief that as well. Plus, we'll have some fun. Francisco, I believe you are in charge of the fun. So no pressure.
There is something to that, yes.
Okay, no pressure. Yeah, no pressure. Anything else, Francisco, you just want to say to your colleagues about this?
No, this is going to be a very good conversation. So come ready to talk and really looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting and very informative.
Fantastic. Okay, well, it's Dave and Francisco. We're sitting here in the lab and it's good to know that we're going to be together on the 30th. Have a good rest of your day.